Hello. Hi. My name is Charles. Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. I'm Charlie Boy. How are you? Hope you are good. I know you are wonderful.
Okay.
Today's topic, the reason why I thought of this is because of the video that was shared to me by Abby Love in the group where we are about this queer Nigerian that was attacked. Something happened to them. They went on a date. They lured them coming to a date. They believed they were coming to see someone that wanted to have a thing or two with them. They got there and they were attacked and beaten. I just could not watch the video because that was recorded. I just did not bother to read the whole story because I have seen something like this play out over and over and over and over again. And this is horrible. And when things like this happens, you are expected to heal in secret. You are expected not to say what happened to you. You are not able to share with your family, with your loved ones, with anybody what happened to you. You are expected to heal and forgive quietly, to move on and never, ever talk about the pains to your family, to the church or to the society. The thing is that silence is not healing. It is literally telling you to suffer in secret and hide what has happened to you. And for this individual and other individuals that this has happened to, when I say individuals, I mean queer individuals that this has happened to, they are not able to express and say what happened to them, how broken they are. Because this can lead to a lot of things to happen to anybody. It can lead to a situation where somebody may unalive themselves or just never recover from something like this ever again. And this is the reason why it is important for us to be speaking about things like this and be visible. My biggest anger as well is that from what I have gathered, that some of the people who do this so nonsense, they call it keto, are DL homosexuals themselves. They are people who are repressed but want to sleep with you and then attack you. I am telling you, when you see this young man's body, it is fucking horrible. I could not really watch or read the whole of these things because I have seen so many things like this. Chimereze shares things like this on his channel, Q Real Talk. And this breaks my heart. This is why it is important as a community for us to start speaking up. No matter where you are, do as much as you can. If you can help by support financially, by way of financial, you can give advice or do anything, do it. I am literally one person. I am just an Igbo gay homosexual from Njikọ Kaloku government area of Anambra State in Nigeria. I am doing the little that I can do. But my goodness, did this really, really affected my whole day that day. And I still feel some type of way about it. I still don't feel okay about this. Because this will continue to happen as long as the Nigerian society, as long as the African society sees queer people as sinners, as evil. Because this is what happens every fucking time I'm on social media or I post videos. All I get is repent. Some of them will come on my TikTok lives and say to me, drop your location. I want to come and meet you. If I meet you, I'm going to beat you. Yari, yari, yada. I don't understand why people feel so angry about someone that did not do anything to you, about people that are just trying to lead and live their lives. Nobody chooses to be gay. Nobody chooses to be a lesbian. Nobody chooses to be queer. People are born this way. For the fact that a lot of these people believe that their religion and the Bible told them that it is evil to be gay, all of a sudden, they will quote God to you, the Bible to you, and then they will end up attacking somebody that is helpless. And you are expected to build your life and not show that you are broken and not talk about what happened to you because literally you cannot even tell your family what happened to you. You're not able to share what you went through. You are allowed to just be miserable and not say what has happened to you and heal publicly. And I'm using this episode to say that we can reclaim our stories and rebuild in the open and say that we are gay in the open. I know this is not for everybody. It is not easy for everybody to do. But for someone like me and people in my shoes, we are going to continue to say that it is okay for you to be yourself and lead and live your life unapologetically, because this is not okay. This is violence and it has to stop. And my heart goes out to anyone and everybody that has ever been affected by homophobia, by way of violence, by way of keto. We see you, because this is not okay. I've realized that healing as a queer Nigerian, as queer Nigerians, often feels like another form of hiding. And this made it very, very clear to me, because the individuals this happened to will never, ever, ever be able to express the trauma and the struggles and the harm they faced. They cannot express it because no fucking body is going to listen to them. This is the thing as well. In a country like Nigeria, if you go to a therapist now, maybe that therapist is religious and will be preaching to you about the Bible. This is just a horrible place to be. We are expected to get better quietly when things like this happen to us, so we don't make anyone uncomfortable. I am telling you this. I am done with healing in the dark, with saying that it is okay for us to be treated like we are not humans, for us to put on a brave face and just take the nonsense, be it insults or being beaten by family members, by strangers, by the church, by pastors and reverends and every fucking body. And we just sit there and take it and say that it is okay. It is not okay. That is not okay. It is about humanity. We are all humans at the end of the day. A lot of you claim that you are Christians, you believe in God. I thought the Bible said that God created everyone in their own image and likeness. Do you think that queer people were created by somebody else? Is it not the same God? Why is it that people think that it is okay for them to do the things that they did to this young man? It is not okay. It is horrible. It is traumatizing. There is a pattern here. Let's name it and be very, very clear about it. We are told to move on when we speak about our traumas. It doesn't matter. You have some friends and family members say, don't bring shame again. Don't bring it up. This is shameful. Don't talk about it here. You are not allowed to express how you feel, the trauma that you carried for the majority of your life. You are expected not to talk about it. Do you know that no one who is related to me have ever sat me down and said to me, how are you? How are you mentally? What is going on with you? Are you okay? How is your life? How are you surviving as a queer person? Not that I need it, but at least it would be nice. I had a family friend the other time message me and called me on the phone. That is the only family that has ever done that for me in the way I expected, outside of my two sisters. And we as queer people, most times, we try as much as possible to not bring shame to our families. And then we don't express what we feel, how we feel, our trauma, the struggles to be able to fit into a family who don't even love you. Look at this boy that this keto happened to. They will not be able to tell their family what happened to them. Even if they did, they will be shut down and be disgraced and insulted and told that they are sinner. He will be told that he's a sinner, that he's bringing shame to his family. I have been told this so many times by people who don't even know me from any fucking where on social media. You are bringing shame to Igbo people. Are you proud of yourself? What are you enjoying with being gay? What is the fun in this? You are gay because of money. There is so many patterns when it comes to this, and it is fucking disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. That is not okay. For people who call themselves Christians and religious people, God is love, but you don't preach love. You don't show love. You don't show kindness. You have literally forgotten the golden rule of humanity. You lot are bad mind people. It is a pattern that you have to break. That has to be stopped today, right now. The one that really, really annoys me, I said this last week as well. Churches will say, God has forgiven you. Stop talking about it. You have been forgiven by the Holy Spirit. But it is the same church that will preach about hate against LGBTQIA plus individuals. When you have a church, when you are in a congregation and you are not preaching come one, come all, what do you expect will happen to people that are queer? People that are LGBTQIA plus, what do you expect will happen to them when you haven't preached about love towards them? Hate, right? Your congregation will take it upon themselves to be hateful, mean, and wicked towards them. A lot of you say that you preach about love, but what you preach about is about money, prosperity and power, how to steal and steal and steal and steal from the people who believe in your nonsense. I was on TikTok Live. I didn't even know about this. And Chris was telling me this, that one of these Nigerian leaders, their children, I can't remember who exactly, shared about 1 million Bibles or so. I am not sure about the particular amount of Bible that they shared, that they distributed. And we're having this conversation. And I said to myself, this is wild. And Jules joined in and said, why are they not giving them things like computer? I think Chris said it as well. Computer, good education, things to equip them to develop themselves that would be meaningful. Because they know that if they allow you to be educated and are open-minded, you will challenge them. You will know what is going on. Your eyes will be open. You will become wiser. You will have the tools to critically think, to have some critical reasoning. They know that you will start to think. You will start to challenge them. Because of this, they will never do that. They want you to remain where you are, believing that God will save you, because that is the only hope you have. Who does that? You and I know that prayer will not change things. People do. If you are a student and you haven't read your book and you continue to pray to pass, you will not pass. If you have a job and you don't complete your task and you pray to God for that task to be completed, that task will never be completed. If you are somewhere and there is fire outbreak and you are not putting out the fire and you are praying to God to come and put out the fire, that building and everything will burn down into ashes. Is that clear to you? Think and use your head. One thing is that how do you heal from wounds you are not allowed to acknowledge? If you are carrying some form of trauma and you are struggling for the things that has happened to you as a queer person, be it someone that is ghettoed or someone that has been told for the whole of your life that you are wrong and you've bent yourself backwards to fit in, when you are not allowed to acknowledge this, how do you heal? How do you heal? That is something that I really don't have the answers to. I have healed in my own kind of way. I have continued to heal in my adulthood. Sometimes things happen to me that I forget that I'm an adult. I go back to the child that was told that you should not express yourself in the way you should express yourself. I have said this before. There was one time my older brother said to me, why is it that you're coming to people and you're so nice? When you come to people and you are kind, the way you come to people, that is what women do. And I just did not understand that. Because some people will express how they feel towards your sexuality without actually saying it. And I knew he knew. And I knew that he knows and knows, however you want to put this, he knew that I was gay because of the way he said it. But of course, they were all in denial, right? And that stuck in my head up until today. I have done my healing. I am at peace with who I am. I am at peace with myself. That is one of my biggest wins. But some queer people will never, ever be able to get that healing. Will never be able to be at peace with themselves. I remember watching a particular program on the BBC. I don't know if it was BBC One or ITV One. I can't remember which one. A few years ago. This was long, long time ago. And this was set in Atlanta. It was a home where they help queer black people. And this guy that was doing all the work said that despite the fact that he's doing all of this and he's gay and his family knows, that he doesn't think that he will ever be comfortable in a gay environment, like be at a gay club, at a gay event and things like this. And that's like struck a chord with me. And I said to myself that I will never allow myself to get to that. That was a lesson for me. And I watched that program and I cried. It was so fucking emotional. And this is something I see happen to us as queer people all the fucking time. It is horrible. This is what you call the silence trap. This is where talking about pain equals being labeled as bitter, as dramatic, as too much, as being too emotional, as are you a girl? You are not a girl. It's only women who are emotional. Why do you have to talk about it? They will call things like this peace, but it is just pressure for you to pretend to fit in. They want you to not talk about it, for you to not express yourself, for you to not do anything, not talk about your pain, do not express and say how you feel. They don't want you to ever, ever heal. Because if you heal, you've won. That is why I give props and respect to any LGBTQIA plus individual, especially the ones from Africa and people of African descent that have been able to heal from their trauma because they are winning. Someone labeling you as bitter, as too much, and trying to silence you and tell you or telling you to stay silent will never work. Because they want you to continue to stay silent, but still carry the shame. But you're no longer carrying that shame. So that is why I say stay in silence. They want it to equal stay carrying the shame. Because for me, that is not silent, that is out there. Like some people say to me that I'm dancing naked in the AK market in my village. I have no shame. I am not ashamed. So staying silent and still carrying the shame does not have anything to do with people like us. And one thing I am urging you to do as a queer person is never to stay silent and never to carry any form of shame. You can be quiet and not out. That's not what I'm saying. This is not about not being out. You don't have to be out. But do not carry that silence of living in a way whereby you are not acknowledging that you are queer and you are proud of yourself. You can be in the closet and not be silent. What it does in this instance is that you have to be at peace with yourself and acknowledge that you love yourself, you are okay with who you are, despite the fact that you are not out, and never carry the shame. And this whole thing about you being at peace, they just want it to be that you just pretend and not be who you are. Never, ever pretend. Because that peace, they call it, is for their own peace. They don't want you to make them uncomfortable. They need to learn to be comfortable around their queer children being uncomfortable. Because it makes them uncomfortable. And I don't know why. The moment you learn to listen to the uncomfortable conversations, you will begin to be comfortable. If you love your child, if you love your brothers, your sisters who are queer, you need to listen to those uncomfortable conversations. You need to listen to them. Because the thing is that a lot of you don't want to listen to them. You don't want to have those conversations. You don't want to know your queer relatives. You don't want to know their stories and their trauma and what is going on with them. You don't look at them and you don't see them as human. Because if you see them as human, you will understand. Let's talk about healing. Healing is not pretending it didn't happen. Don't pretend that nothing happened to you. Because if you pretend that you did not have any trauma, that nothing happened to you, you will never get to heal. For me, I believe that so many things happened to me. I acknowledged the things that happened to me, the disputes, the disagreements with my brother, some of my relatives not speaking to me, some of them hating on me and calling me names, saying that I am gay because of money. Some people said the most hideous things to me, the most vile things to me. I acknowledged that those happened, but I continued to live my life. And I have healed because I acknowledged those. I have healed because I have done the work. When you don't acknowledge what happened to you, it will be difficult for you to heal. So it is important for us to understand that, yes, we went through hell. Allow ourselves to feel the pain. If it is crying, allow yourself to cry. That is when you will start to heal. And let me tell you something. Healing is not forgiving the people who aren't sorry. Okay? I have said this before and somebody said that it is too harsh for me to say. And I will say that again. Healing is for us as queer people. Forgiveness is not for us. Go and meet your God to forgive you because you are the one doing all the wickedness. I am not responsible to forgive somebody that has done me wrong, that does not want to change, that continues to be homophobic, transphobic, and queerphobic. I am not going to be the one that is responsible for your forgiveness. Because a lot of the times what happens is you are told to forgive and forget, but the change never happens. They never get to see you as human. They never get to acknowledge the things that you've gone through. They say sorry for the ups. They just say sorry and it's on their lips. It doesn't come from here. It doesn't come from the heart. I am not going to be the one to forgive you. Go and pray to your so-called God to forgive you. God is responsible to forgive you. And I want every queer person to start seeing it like this. Because what happens is you are told to forgive and forget. And they continue to be wicked towards us. They continue to do the higgy and haga. It continues to happen. Healing is telling your story until it stops owning you. Tell your story. Be open about it. Share it. Share your trauma. The more you share your stories with people who matter and people who want to listen, people who validate your trauma and your story, the more you start to feel lighter. You start to feel wonderful about yourself. You start to feel okay about yourself. You start to feel like a human being. You start to feel fabulous. Our healing is loud. Our healing is visible. Your healing is yours. My healing is loud. My healing is visible. My healing is mine. Claim it. You are responsible to heal yourself. But talk about it. Express it. Own that nonsense and don't allow it to own you. You are in control. You are in control. Just always have this at the back of your mind. Cultural conditioning is one of the biggest problems we have. And the thing is that a lot of these people who do this whole thing about culture always involve their religion. They conflate it. In Nigeria, in Africa, and Igbo culture, emotional pain is minimized. It is always minimized. Oh, they will tell you, oh, it doesn't mean anything. You will be fine. You will be fine. Do you know the number of times I've been told, oh, you'll be fine, it's no biggie. It's not a big deal. But you know what we go through as queer Africans, queer Nigerians, queer Ghanaians, queer people of African descent? We live true emotional exile. And those things can be family, faith, society, and things like this. We are distant. We are not allowed to express ourselves and be in community the way we should be. And it is okay for some of you who feel like you need your family to express that you are not fine. And that's okay. It is important for you to understand that. It is okay to say, I am not fine. I am learning how to be free. It is okay to say that. Because life is a learning curve. You can learn how to be free all your life and get to a point where you can be free. Or you may never be free fully, but you are learning. And if you continue to learn how to be free, you will be free in your head and free in your mind, which means you're not going to now be taking a lot of nonsense from anyhow people. You may take some of those from some of your relatives, like your parents, for instance, and maybe a sister or a brother that you love dearly, that you don't feel like cutting off entirely, right? But it is okay to acknowledge sometimes that it is difficult, because for me, emotionally, I am in exile, literally. I have disconnected emotionally with a lot of my relatives, and that is perfectly okay. And the reason why I'm sharing this is for some of you that are learning how to be free, to continue to learn. You will get there. You may even become better at it than I am. But you will get there where you don't feel like you owe them anything. Where you will be like, I am fine. I am absolutely fine. I don't need any of you. Healing. I want all of you, queer people and our allies, to hold your hands together. We need to heal together. It is our rebellion. We need to be rebellious. Self-care should be your deviance. Therapy should be something you should aspire to if you can afford it. Do some journaling. Create a community. All of these things are important. Some people can see this as you trying to heal. That is what it is. Do some form of radical act if you want to. That is okay. I'm not saying you should go on the street and start to fight people, but be radical in your own kind of way, in a refreshing way. Write down the things that have made you feel unhappy. Write them down. Speak into them. Say to yourself, I am amazing. I have healed. I am fine. I am learning how to be free. Squeeze it. Pray over it in a way you do. You can call and invoke your ancestors. Or if you believe in God, you can pray to God and bring your Bible and keep it and pray. Squeeze it and burn it. Burn it. Let the smoke just go. Be free. Go to some woods or somewhere. Speak to nature. Express yourself. And let me tell you, when you laugh, when you love, when you rest, that is your resistance. I want all of us queer people to understand that we deserve some laughter. We deserve love. We deserve our rest. All of these things are important to us. Do not overextend yourself trying to please your relatives. Don't do it. Do not. Do not overcompensate. Don't do it. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do it because if you are a gay person, you are trying to prove any point to them. You owe them nothing. Just be yourself. I want all of us today that is listening to this episode, we deserve to heal out loud, to cry without shame, to speak without apology, to live without pretending. Our healing is proof that they didn't win. I want you to hold this dear to your heart because it is important to always remember this. To also remember that you are on this earth for a reason and just live your best life in your best kind of way. I want you to think and think deeply and ask yourself these questions. If there's any part of yourself that you are apologizing for, stop it right now. Okay? Do that for yourself. I want to let you know, in case if you don't know, because you are fabulous, you are wonderful, you are amazing. Just in case if you want to write to the podcast, you can write to IQU@myownkindofrunway.com. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Charles, and this is Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next episode.